Here on our Public Safety Special Edition News Magazine, we're talking with Stephen Watson, the chief of the Indiana Township Fire Department. Stephen, appreciate you joining us to highlight our emergency responders. And let's just start off by talking a little bit about the Indiana Township Fire Department, kind of the staff, what it looks like, and you know who you have working with you here at the Indiana Township Fire Department.
The Indiana Township Fire Department is made up of 14 volunteer members. None of us here receive any sort of compensation. We responded last year to 165 calls. That was the second year in a row. At 165, we cover everything from Pershing all the way down to the Monroe County line. During the daytime, we go over and are on automatic aid with Bussy, so we cover their jurisdiction as well. In the evenings, we just cover Indiana Township.
And that's good to know. When we talk about the staff, I think the one thing that is always interesting is the volunteer aspect of it, right? And so for yourself, I know that we had a chance to talk a little bit out the air where maybe that's not as big of an issue maybe for yourself with being self-employed there. But for other members, what does that kind of look like in terms of the volunteering and making sure that they're able to, you know, do their day job but also be able to work as volunteer firefighters?
Yeah, so we have a lot of members that, you know, work at either Weiler or Pellicorp or other places, and those guys, you know, as long as their managers are okay with it, they're allowed to leave work. They can come to, you know, structure fires and stuff like that. Otherwise, during the day, you know, we have a handful of us that are self-employed, and that makes a huge difference in being able to respond during the daytime. We're just lucky enough that we do have a majority of us that are free during the day and available to take off from work and help out where needed.
And I know you can't necessarily speak for everyone, but as we talked about it, you are self-employed. So for yourself, in terms of finding the balance between those two worlds, right? I know you own a flooring company. Would you talk about the differences of, you know, the flooring business versus working with the Indiana Township Fire Department here? How do you go about kind of managing your time to maximize and be efficient, knowing that you also have the family at home as well, and just try to keep everything straight and, you know, on task?
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle, and there's a lot of nights that you wish you could, you know, sleep all night long, and instead you're up all day at work and then come home and deal with kids, and then, you know, you might have a meeting or two in the evening and then turn around and get paged out one or two more times during the night. It gets to be a lot to handle. But, you know, typically I just explain to people when I get to their house that, you know, there is a chance that I could leave while I'm working here, and most of the time those chances are few and far between, just depending on the weather and what's going on. You know, sometimes there's days that you have to leave two or three times, and then there's two or three weeks where you don't ever have to leave a job. So it just, yeah, sometimes it gets to be a lot to juggle, but we keep it all straight. So
that's good to know. And I always just find that interesting to hear how the volunteer aspect of that always coincides smoothly there. And, you know, the other part of that too is just being able to respond to fires efficiently as well and in a timely manner, because obviously it is, you know, an emergency situation. When you're in the midst of those situations and trying to get to emergencies, what does that kind of look like, and trying to assemble that group and seeing who is available, who isn't available? What does that process kind of look like as chief?
Yeah, so when a call comes out, you know, everybody's pagers are activated, which is, you know, their radio that you see on their hip. And we also have an app on our phone called I'm Responding. And when we get paged out, we have the opportunity to get on our phone and mark up whether you're, you know, not available or you're going to be delayed, or if you're going to the station or going directly to the scene. So we require all of our members to mark up on I'm Responding, so that way when one of us gets to the station, we can pull our phone back out and look and see, you know, hey, I have four people still coming, you know, I need to wait before I roll this truck. Or, you know, if you got a grass fire and you have two people here, then, you know, they have protocols to follow, you know, which truck goes first and they can take off and get moving down the road. But the other really key aspect to that is mutual aid and being able to look down and see on I'm responding that, hey, you know, I only have five people coming to this. This is going to be a high acuity call, you know, not waiting until we get on scene to call for that mutual aid, but rather calling for it immediately. You know, we can always turn them around and tell them, you know, hey, thanks, we don't need you. But that kind of takes out that delay that, you know, we are in a rural area, so every single person here has to come from, you know, 5-6 minutes away. We have a lot of people that do live right around Attica, so, you know, certain times of the day or certain days of the week, you know, you might have the first truck out the door pretty quick. But I think, you know, working well with our neighbors and making sure that, you know, depending on what area of the township we're in, you know, hey, we're on the west side of the township, we're going to get, you know, Melcher and Knoxville coming, or we're on the east side of the township, we're going to get, you know, Bussy and Knoxville coming. Like, just a lot of different things go into it. And some days you get to the station and you've got 12 people standing in here and they're all like, hey, chief, what are we doing? You know? And then some days you get to the station and you're by yourself and you're like, all right, well, we better call for some help. So, yeah.
And again, we're talking to Stephen Watson, the chief here at the Indiana Township Fire Department. And I got to ask you too, because mutual aid, I know, is a big thing, and you talked about it there a little bit, but it goes beyond just, you know, when a call comes out. I know that you guys also do a lot of work with the Bussy Fire Department, and even looking on social media with other fire departments and training exercises and things like that. If you could just kind of take us through, you know, how you guys go about maintaining those relationships and just having those strong bonds where you're able to work through those trainings, be on site together, because obviously some of those moments are very, very high stakes and can be critical at times as well. So, you know, just maintaining those relationships, what does that kind of look like?
Yeah, so a few years ago, Chief Desplank reached out to me and we sat down and kind of drew up a plan that, you know, hey, we're gonna put down some of the, I guess, you know, the fence that was kind of built around your jurisdiction and get rid of, you know, some drama, and we're gonna work together. And what that's done is it's created a more of a family aspect when you go to trainings. You know, we have one training a month to meet the state mandated hours, and that training, rather than having our separate trainings, we actually do that together now. So the third Thursday of every month, we come together as, you know, two departments coming together as one, and we sit down and we go over training. And I mean, that's just the minimum. There's months where, you know, there's two or three different trainings because of the way everything works out. But yeah, that's huge when you get on scene. You know, I can look out there and see, you know, the back of their coats and go, okay, you know, these are the four guys I got, and I know what they're capable of. I know what they're good at, what they like to do. You know, is this guy good at running the truck? Well, you know, I know that because we do practice that stuff and we do work together. So when I get on scene and I need two guys to go inside of a house fire first, you know, I can take a Bussy guy and an Indiana guy and put them together, and I know exactly what they're capable of because I get to watch that in training.
That's a more great information there. And one thing that's a little bit new, even since the last time we spoke, I want to say it was a year or two ago, is just some of the additions to the bay out there. And, you know, some exciting things. I'll let you talk a little bit about the things that you guys have added and, you know, how those have helped increase, you know, the capabilities of the Indiana Township Fire Department.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago we added an ambulance, and that was a great asset to this, not only just this community, but the surrounding communities. You know, it was definitely the kind of thing where we were getting to the point where the old ambulance, it's not really an ambulance that we want to use as a frontline rig. And so we were approached by Knoxville when they were getting ready to get rid of theirs, and you know, they worked us a deal that we couldn't really resist. And And then on top of that, the Pella Fire Department was getting rid of one of their trucks. So we purchased both of those with funds from our fundraisers, and we were able to put those into service. So that added a brush truck. So during wildland fires, we now have two brush trucks and a side-by-side to respond with, and then gave us a second ambulance. So the nice thing is, you know, that old ambulance has been put into, you know, reserve status, and that allows not only us, but Bussy as well, to be able to, you know, when we do need a backup ambulance here and there, you know, you have maintenance and you have repairs that need done on these ambulances, you're able to have a truck that's right there that you can put into service. So
that is really good. And then leads us into, because you alluded to it there, the fundraiser. I know that you guys do a couple different fundraisers throughout the year to be able to, you know, keep up with some of the costs associated with running the fire department, especially on the volunteer basis. And one of those is coming up here in March with the, you know, annual fireman's breakfast. If you could just tell us a little bit more about that and maybe a little bit about what this year's funds will go for.
Yeah, fundraisers are huge for Indiana Township. You know, our budget that comes from the tax base, that budget's pretty much eaten up with, you know, fuel, repairs, all the day-to-day operational things. It buys a set of bunker gear once a year. Beyond that, you know, we can't really afford to purchase or upgrade any equipment out of that money. So fundraisers are huge. We can hold a fundraiser, set goals, and come together as a department and figure out, you know, what the highest priority need is within the department. So, you know, apparatus was top of the list a few years ago, and that's why we kind of went after, you know, upgrading the ambulance and getting a second brush truck. And now that apparatus is in line, the next thing that we need is SCBAs, which is our air packs that we wear when we go into a fire. So last year, all of our fundraising efforts went 100% into purchasing air packs. Unfortunately, we need 8 air packs. That's about $88,000. We raised $30,000 last year, so we purchased 3 air packs. The end of this year is kind of our deadline when we have to have the other 5 purchased. So this year is going to be a big fundraising year where, you know, we're gonna have to ask people to step up and help out, because that's a lot of money when your budget's $21,000 a year. So
absolutely it is. But the great news about it is with the fundraiser, I know that, you know, it is a free will donation as part of this too, but you're not walking away empty handed. It's not a just show up and please donate a little bit of money. You get a really, really good breakfast to go along with it.
Yeah, we kind of do it a little different here. We do biscuits and gravy, eggs on the side, and then we, a couple years ago, started doing breakfast burritos, and that's really been a big hit. So, you know, you hear a lot of pancake breakfasts and stuff like that, and we don't want to take anything away from other people. Other departments do pancake breakfasts as their primary fundraiser, and so we went with biscuits and gravy for the last several years, and then, like I say, we added the breakfast burritos, and we have so many people that come back every single year because, you know, not only do they want to help out, but they appreciate being able to sit down and have a really good breakfast. So
absolutely. And just a reminder for everyone too, when is the fireman's breakfast taking place? And, you know, also a call just to everyone to come join too. It's not just for people at Pershing or Attica or locally. Anyone who's hearing this, welcome to come out and support the Indiana Township Fire Department.
Yeah, you bet. March 21st, 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. We'll be here cooking breakfast, and it's always great. You know, every year you get to see the same faces and some new faces, and it's just a great way for the community to come together. You know, we have people from Knoxville and Pella and Bussy and Melcher, and, you know, it's always great. Not only do you see the community members, but you see the other fire departments, and, you know, seeing those guys come in and support you is huge, because, you know, typically you only get to run into those guys on a fire scene, and so being able to come together and sit down, you know, during breakfast, you know, no stress, and everybody can have a good time. So, yeah, there'll be a great breakfast on March 21st, 6 to 10 a.m.
I have no doubt it will be. Steven, any final thoughts about the Indiana Township Fire Department or anything we haven't covered that you feel like our listeners should know about the department today?
Just back to mutual aid. A lot of people, they see your jurisdiction as just Indiana Township or just Bussey or just Melcher Dallas. And I think something that's been a huge change in Marion County as a whole is, all of our fire departments have really come together and gotten so much better at working together and helping each other out. And, a good majority of our calls aren't even in Indiana Township. They're in Melcher Dallas or in Knoxville or Knoxville Township. And, just seeing the camaraderie, of everybody coming together and working together, it's just been, a really good thing. So, if you do have a fire department, which everybody has a fire department in their community, I just encourage you to get out and show your support. So,
Stephen, appreciate your time and thanks for telling us a little bit more about Indiana Township Fire Department. And hopefully we don't have to see you in terms of the truck, but hopefully we're seeing you around as part of the, just being around the community and being a great part of what Marion County is. But again, just appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler, and it's always good meeting with you.
Absolutely. That was Steve Watson of the Indiana Township Fire Department, the chief of the department, here on our Public Safety Special Edition News Magazine.